Let's wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 274, and we've got plugins for switching themes, site giveaways, Twitter walls, back-end file search, iThemes security, and a full review of the all-new Ninja Forms 3. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the Great White North after my grand tour of Seattle. I'm John Overall.
And from the 100-degree desert of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Hey, nice, hot, and warm down there. Yeah, it was a pretty great weekend up here. My wife ran in a tough mudder, and it was quite the event.
Yeah, I saw some of those pictures you posted on Facebook.
Yeah, I put a bunch of videos up there, too.
Cool.
Her friends that were on her team used the GoPro camera for me and got me some pretty decent videos. It's pretty nice.
Cool. Nice.
So anyway, we've got the usual great show for you here today. And of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, leaving us the little thumbs up button. Or if you go to the iTunes store and leave us a review, we would greatly appreciate that also.
Yes, that does help us out immensely in the rankings, in where we get positioned within iTunes. Even the thing that when you subscribe to a show, it says people also subscribe to this show. Reviews also help to make that pop up for different people. So help us out when you can. Go to iTunes. I've even shamed some people that don't even use iTunes to go and install it and give us a review and then delete it. So if you want to do that as well.
Absolutely. It'd be nice if iTunes would make it available for people to leave reviews on a website.
Yeah, they have the ability to actually see a show or a podcast on the website, but no such thing as far as reviews.
I know. Got to go through the iTunes store. All right. Well, of course, don't forget we are WordPress professionals also. We make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people fix it when it's broke. So if your website's been hacked, cracked, or something else has gone wrong with it, feel free to pick up the phone. Give me a call, 818-850-7729, and I can get you back up and running in no time.
That's right. And if you'd like to learn all of the ins and outs about membership sites, go to membershipcoach.com, put in promo code WPAZ. That's going to give you $30 a month savings off of your membership. So that's $360 I just gave you right there with that promo code WPAZ over at membershipcoach.com.
Very nice. And that's a bonus. Marcus has a lot of knowledge there for membership sites, folks.
Yeah.
All right, and this week here, we would really like to thank our donors who really came in spades this week. Greatly appreciated. So first off, we'd like to thank Randolph from Phillips & Associates. They donated $50. You can check out their website at TulsaPropertiesGot.com. And we have a voice message from Randolph coming up a little bit later, so we'll let that one speak later.
Excellent. We also got a donation from Global Specs Web Development at globalspecs.com, S-P-E-X. And I remember that's Christina Hawkins from Sugarland, Texas. So thank you so much for that one. And it looks like we got another $50 donation from Jez at Jez Web. That is jezweb.com.au. And this is on behalf of his client, Como Leather and Furniture in Newcastle, Australia. Boy, I bet they never thought they'd be on a WordPress plugins podcast. But their website is como.com.au.
And we've got another one here from Robert Lopez, who has pledged to us on Patreon at $50, which was the level to get the membership system up and running. And since he's the first one in there, and now that I've got a commitment to it, I will deliver the membership system by the end of the month for Jazzweb, or for Robert Lopez. So thank you very much, Robert. Greatly appreciate it.
Awesome. Robert's actually a patron of the Membership Coach program as well, and I just saw the Los Angeles. So thank you, Robert. We really appreciate that.
And, of course, don't forget you can donate at Patreon, and we'd greatly appreciate it if you go there or donate from the show itself, anywhere in there. We greatly appreciate the show donations, and they go right back into the show right now, folks. Everything coming in is going out to improve the way the show, the website, the information, everything. So,
yeah, absolutely. It goes to transcriptions. It's going to go to extra stuff on the website. If we get it big enough, we'd even probably spread the word. So a lot to be done. We're still a long, long, long way until we get to something like that. But I do appreciate everybody making that donation. Believe me, that really did help us. And we have some transcriptions and things like that that need to be accomplished. So thank you very much to everybody who helps support the show. And remember, if you get any kind of value out of this show whatsoever, I hear it all the time. I love your show. I love the podcast. I love all the time that you save me with all of the plugins that you give. There's no way I could do that myself. I could never go through the repository every single day like you do. And that's what we do. And all we ask for is just a little bit of support in return. So please help us out.
Absolutely. Okay, and we do have a couple of WordPress pieces of news this week. One of the big ones this week was W3 Total Cache. It was first announced that there was a cross-scripting error in there, a major security flaw, and then they released a patch which introduced more flaws. So W3 Total Cache has been having a bad week. I'm not certain if they've completely fixed it, but if you're using it, it's been mentioned, don't upgrade, and then say upgrade. It's going to be a lot of people are just pulling it because of the security flaws in it. I don't have any recommendations on it at the moment. I know the couple of sites I've used it on, I've just pulled it because I had issues with it over time. But be aware, if you have it, it does have some security flaws, and you need to check into it and have it dealt with as soon as possible.
Yeah, I would say so. And I am one that I have shied away from all caching plugins itself. I just go to hosts that do caching. Mm. And that seems to work a little bit better because they've got a CDN and it happens to spread across different networks and things. So be careful with all the cache plugins out there. And by the way, 99% of the time that I have a client or a friend or just somebody on Twitter that says, hey, I make changes, I can't see changes, I can't do, you know, like there's a lot of things I can't do. 99% of the time, that's a caching issue.
Most of the time. Now, there's also a couple other great articles in here you'll want to check out. There's articles discussing the general security of WordPress, talking about how WordPress continues to be one of the most hacked CMSs, but of course, it is the largest out there. Bigger the target, the more they're going to attack it. There's also a great article in here that talks about the top three most common WordPress errors and how you can fix them. It's a really great article from HTML Goodies. So you want to check these articles out. It's a lot of great information that can help you folks out there.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great resources. Be sure to take advantage.
Okay, and we do have some listener feedback this week. So as we said, first off, we've got a SpeakPipe from Randolph, who left us the donation earlier. So take it away, Randolph.
John and Marcus, hey, Randolph Phillips, just connected with you, sent something in on PayPal. I hope you're doing well with your donations. And in fact, guys, I'd highly recommend that you chip in and help these guys out. They're doing great work. I love the rant and counter rant and all the heat you took. You did well. Hey, want to mention a person's plugin, Tobias Bathage, if you want to say it right. TablePress is his plugin, and I don't have any relationship, financial or even know the guy, but he's built a really good plugin you should review. I'd like to recommend that. TulsaProperties.com, I put it in there to show tables of the 141 buildings that are full-service commercial buildings in town that we track in order to help tenants. So I thought I would mention that because you'd really want to have a great free plugin. There are some additional extensions that will cost a donation, but very, very, very effective and worthwhile. What I like about it is that you can do a search on any element. You can do column order, and that's cool. So I found that I could do several tables, you know, that I could pre-build, and then they could search for it themselves and help the tenants out there. Looking forward to your review on it, and God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Randolph. We greatly appreciate that and greatly appreciate your support of the show.
Absolutely. I think I've actually reviewed Table Press before.
You might have. We'd have to look through our list of it.
Yeah. It's been around a while. The thing I didn't like about Table Press was that you had to edit all your cells on the back end, and you had to do them one at a time. So it's not easy to import things like CSVs and things like that. As I recall, it's been probably a couple of years since I've actually used it. So.
I've put it in my list to be reviewed, so it'll come up sooner or later. All right, and we have a iTunes review this week.
We do.
And it's a 5-star review, and it's from Oki Oil Man in the U.S. And it says, WordPress plugins from A to Z is the best resource for plugin reviews you'll find anywhere. This is an indispensable addition to website developers. John and Marcus do not hold back from an honest and fair opinion of the plugins as they review. They're not bought and paid for by advertisers. Therefore, they render a great value to those of us who need an honest opinion. They are the workhorses of WordPress. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
We greatly appreciate that.
All those. Thanks, Oki Oil Man. We do appreciate it.
And one other last piece here. There's a video review from Jeremy at JazzWeb. We're not going to run it on the show here, but I've put it up on WP Plugins A to Z YouTube channel, and there's a link in the show notes to go watch that there. So, and it'll also be in the show notes as an actual video in the show notes. So check it out. It's a really great review, and greatly appreciated again, Jeremy.
Yep, keep them coming. I like this participation stuff here because it's been, you know, sometimes it takes a while till the listeners actually start to participate again. We used to get speak pipes and all of that every single week, but it just seems like people are afraid. I don't know, but I appreciate everybody who's contributed. I appreciate all the messages and everything. But remember, this is an interactive show, so if you're looking for a plugin, if you're looking for help, or you get stuck on something, or you just want to find something better than the plugin you have, leave us a speak pipe, leave us a message, and John and I will hunt down the plugin for you and let you know on the show.
Absolutely. All right, well, that pretty much covers all of the preview stuff. Shall we head into the meat and potatoes?
Time to rock and roll.
Off we go. All right, the first plugin I have this week is from iThemes. It's the iThemes Security plugin, formerly known as Better WP Security. And it's been a while since I've looked at a security plugin, and the reason I've looked at this one here is I've picked up a client with several websites, and they were using the iTheme Security, and on one of their sites they didn't have it, so we decided to add it in. I thought, it's a good time to review this plugin. It's actually not bad from what it used to be. It's a pretty decent plugin. It's relatively easy to use. It is a freemium plugin. And it does offer some pretty decent protections, and it's pretty comparable to WordFence, which is my standard. It allows you to set up email monitoring. One of the features I like about it is that it also monitors file changes and sends you an email about file changes, whereas I have been using two separate plugins. I might end up switching to this because it's now one plugin that would manage that for me. It does require you to get a free API key, although that's pretty easy to do. You just click for the API key, enter your email address, and it automatically inserts it into the plugin for you. So they made it a real breeze to do that. It's got great place for you when you're setting it up. Makes it real easy to add your own IP address to the whitelist so you don't block yourself out of your own website, which can happen and does happen to many people. And for a while, you know, it's a great plugin. Check it out. It's I give it a 4-dragon rating. Couldn't give it a 5 because, of course, it is a freemium plugin. So iTheme Security, check it out.
All right. Very good. And I've got something here that last couple weeks ago was sent out into the community with great hype. Everybody was doing, toasting and shots and all that kind of stuff to celebrate the arrival of Ninja Forms 3. And I will say, Ninja Forms 3, which is a form plugin like Contact Form 7, like Gravity Forms, I would say it's right in between those two things in terms of functionality and how great it is. It's better than Contact Form 7, not as good as Gravity Forms in my eyes. I would just say, That's just the order. That's the hierarchy. So Ninja Forms 3 actually redid the entire way that they do forms. It's a drag and drop layout, but it's a drag and drop layout that doesn't let me put things side by side. And that's the whole thing that I want with drag and drop.
Ah.
I can do that with gravity forms already.
Yes.
So I did see a little bit of improvement with how emails get sent out and what happens when specific things and specific fields get sent. But honestly, I understand that there's a lot of hype for this, but I don't quite understand why people are so high on this. I just don't get it. It's not anything better than what we've already got. So I rated this one a 3 out of 5.
Slightly disappointing, I guess, for Ninja Forms, but I've never actually used Ninja Forms, so I can't say too much on that one.
It's pretty good, and it's a free plugin. Well, I mean, it's better than the free version of, you know, Contact Form 7.
Well, anything's, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, if you don't want to spend the $200 for Gravity Forms, this might work for you.
Yeah, it did probably be worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next plugin I've got here today, it's called Give ASAP. And it's a freemium and a pro plugin, and it was sent in to us by Igor Benick. And, of course, he was kind enough to supply us with the pro version of the plugin. So I checked out both versions, the free version and the pro version. And it is a very nice plugin that helps you create contests and giveaways on your website. I found it to be a very sweet setup. It allows you to set up the start date, the stop date of the contest. It allows you to set it up so that if people refer your contest, they can gain extra entries into the contest by the referral link they send out from your website. It does an automatic selection of the winner, notifies the winner automatically. The plugin is very smooth and fast. It uses a custom post type section of WordPress so that it's separate and apart. All in all, it's just a great plugin. And this is actually something that I had been developed by another coder who left me for a project I've been working on for quite some time. This has everything I need for it. So I've actually been in contact with the developer to hire him to customize this plugin for my needs. But all in all, this is just a fantastic plugin for creating contests on your website. The many little features and functions that are already in it, just great. Now, the difference between premium and pro, or freemium and pro, the freemium, they give you one template, and the pro version gives you multiple templates for setting up your contest on it. And other than that, great plugin. I had to rate it at top 5 Dragon rating. And of course, I got the pro version, so that's what it gets. So check it out. Give ASAP.
Nice. Some guys that were doing a WordCamp wanted to do something where it showed a live Twitter feed going on one of the big screens at their event. And they created this plugin. It's called WP Twitter Wall. And it shows a live Twitter wall at your event. You just install the plugin, hook up to a video projector, and then you can display the wall of people's tweets reacting about the event or whatever it happens to be. It updates itself twice a minute, adding the new tweets in a nice masonry kind of layout, and it updates the publication times of all the tweets that happen. Very cool plugin. If you run an event and you want to have a live Twitter feed that is showing what everybody's reaction is, you can base it on hashtag or whatever else you'd like. This is an excellent plugin for it, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I saw that come through. I'd considered reviewing it. So
excellent. I tried it, and it works very well. There's a client that I have that I just did the same exact thing with Instagram, and I think I'm going to implement this for Twitter.
Very nice. Sweet. All right. Now, one of the things that happens to all developers, sooner or later, you're going to have to do a little editing in the back end of your WordPress website. Now, I'm sure you've done some. Mark has gone into the editor, editing files. Well, once in a while, you need to find a specific term in all of those files you can access, and you're trying to guess which file it might be. Maybe you're looking for a header tag or a body tag or something. Well, these guys here have solved that problem for you. This plugin here is called WP Backend File Search and Editor Tweaks. It was sent in to us by Austin Shearer. It is a pro plugin, but it's only $12, which kind of surprised me. I expected it to be a little more than that. It's a great plugin. Well, once you set it up, activate it, you can then go into your backend for your WordPress, into your editor for plugins or themes, and it modifies the editor window by adding lines, color coding. It has a search function that will allow you to search all the files in the theme folder for a specific word or a function, and it lists up all the files that that word or function is in. You click on it, and it opens that up in a window that you can then edit, and it sets it up with not only lines but word wrap, so you can actually see all the lines of code in one small window block versus the line running off the page. It was just, all in all, it was a great plugin. And being a premium plugin, I still think it's more than worth the $12. I've been in contact with the author. He's going to actually send us a discount code for listeners of WP Plugins A to Z, which I'll put up in the next show for anyone interested in getting this plugin. But all in all, great plugin. I found it to be fantastic, and I had to give it another 5 Dragon rating.
You're on a roll today.
Yeah, I am. But hey, I was surprised. I didn't expect it to be that great of a plugin. I thought I had an editor. Let's see. But I was really impressed.
Excellent. Okay, last one here. This one's pretty cool. It's called Theme Switcha. SWITCHA. Theme Switcha. And it makes it easy for the site admin to preview and especially develop new themes without changing the default theme. So what happens is visitors will continue to see your site normally without really knowing that you're testing a new theme behind the scenes. In other words, a site visitor comes to your site, they still see the theme that's the quote-unquote active theme, but you can be creating something on the back end that doesn't interfere with the flow whatsoever.
Oh, sweet.
Now, that's very, very valuable for anyone that has a client that you're working on their website and they've got something already existing in WordPress, mm-hmm. You can completely modify the whole back end, the whole theme, without ever having to worry about being on a stage site or anything like that. Now, be cautious about that. I would still work from a stage site anyway. But if you want to be able to preview something new and not have it to where it interferes with all of your settings and everything that you've already got going on within your site, this is a great way to test that out. So it's called Theme Switcha, and it gets a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be quite handy, yes. Okay, well, I covered up in this episode iThemes Security, formerly Better WordPress Security, which I gave a 4 to, Give ASAP, which I gave a 5 to, and then WP Backend File Search and Editor Tweaks, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about Ninja Forms 3, which gets a 3 out of 5, WP Twitter Wall, which gets a 4 out of 5, and actually Theme Switcha, I got iThemes on my head, it's a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. And a little bit of sharing time here. I'd like to let others know about a great nonprofit society that's just starting out in Washington State called Kitsap Advocacy Resources Education Services, which help with advocacy for those in need, and in specialty helping out women and children who need advocacy help. It's located at kitsapadvocacycares, KARES.org. So check them out. It's a really great website and a great organization.
Outstanding. And remember, you can go to membershipcoach.com, and instead of paying that $97 a month to join, you're going to pay $67 because you're going to get $30 off with promo code WPAZ.
All right. And usual reminders, don't forget, please stop in at the iTunes store and give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. It helps us with our rankings there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button. And of course, you can also now find us on Google AirPlay.
Beautiful. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at marcuscouch.com, at membershipcoach.com, and on Twitter at marcuscouch. And also remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Hehehehe!